an old Holstein named Bessie. She put O'Leary's cow to shame. And in 82, with the Holstein Rebellion, she won her name and fame. She's a fat old cow, that Bessie, with a mind to match her stomach's. A beast this mean I never seen since Washington crossed the Potomac. It was the Holstein Rebellion. No beef in the deli on that day. Their plans to rule unfurled. They wanted to conquer the world. Moo, moo, moo. Moo, moo. The gate was open. She made a bolt with a few of her heifer friends. They ran for miles to Farmer Phil's and trampled down Phil's fence. From farm to farm, from town to town, the fascist bovines curved. The cowgirls screamed, "We've never seen such a vicious motley hurled." It was the Holstein Rebellion. No beef in the deli on that day. Their plans to rule unfurled. They wanted to conquer the world. Moo, moo, moo. Moo, moo. They ran for the border of Texas. They terrorized New Orleans. They headed north through Arkansas to Washington, D.C. They called out the militia, but it was just too late. Sly Bessie had just chained herself to India's consulate. It was the Holstein Rebellion. No beef in the deli on that day. Their plans to rule unfurled. They wanted to conquer the world. Moo, moo, moo. Moo, moo, moo. It was the Holstein Rebellion. No beef in the deli on that day. Their plans to rule unfurled. They wanted to conquer the world. Moo, moo, moo. Moo, moo. Her demands were being met each day by deadlines ordered before to keep the Hindu nation from waging nuclear war. But then Montana's freemen, the threats they just ignored, mowed Holsteins with machine guns. Old Bessie was no more. It was the Holstein Rebellion. No beef in the deli on that day. Their plans to rule unfurled. They wanted to conquer.